This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is May 26th, 2015. For those of you that have not reached GalacticConnection.com, please check out our daily blog page. You will be pleasantly surprised. There's all kinds of information there. And in fact, we've just reached over 22,000 posts. It's a fabulous place to really get into research, especially on daily events, education, history, and we do cover everything from conspiratorial all the way to spirituality. Quite a mix there. Really, our lens is to try to present things in the light of what's going right. We do have to tell you some things that we're not so thrilled about, but we try to do it in a light where you see the truth and you see the folly behind what their plan is. So with that said, please go ahead and check that out. Also, check out our very, very well-known implant removal process. It's very, very popular and very, very, very successful. We also have a new service called the Past Life Clearing, Spiritual Past Life Clearing. And it's a session with Jerry, and then it's with me. I make you personalized essences and personalized oils. That's been quite profound. That is literally stripping you of all karmic connections to all beings in all realities in all timelines. Can you believe that, Shannon?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's very, 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 you talk about cleaning out your closet. This is a way to do it. So anyway, what we have today is a very special and unique guest. And I want you guys to know that she did not expect to come on this show today. She didn't even expect to have an interview. And the reason I pulled her on is because I feel so strongly that we are really merging into a new renaissance. And with that renaissance, I really want to put a fire under all of your feet to start delving into all the cool, creative ways that bring you joy and that can bring other people joy. This is not all about, oh gosh, everybody's got to be clairvoyant. Everybody's got to be a psychic. Everybody's got to be a tarot reader. I hear that so much, and it's, you know what, frankly, it's old, right? It really doesn't help all of us. What helps us is you reaching deep inside yourself and really finding the uniqueness that you have. Everybody has a unique quality. I don't care who you are and what you do. I don't care if you crunch numbers for a living. You have something to bring to this tableau. So Shannon, guest, is amazing. She surprised me because she wrote in, and I forgot how we first met.
I ordered the implant removal.
Ah, okay. And so she surprised me and says, you know what, I'm going to paint you a painting. I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. So while you're listening to our interview, this is fascinating what she does. Please check out her website. It is guardianangelportraits.com. Guardianangelportraits.com has a lot of information. Shannon's began painting guardian angel portraits back in 2000. So she's not just been around the block a little while, right?
Right.
After several requests were made for her to do this, she originally started with pastels and then she shifted over to oils. The pastels are a little more affordable. And she began her process by tapping in, get this, into the soul of the individual, saying a prayer, and then starting to sketch. I can't wait to hear it. And although she does see the image to some degree, her process is more like automatic writing or of the information. What do you mean by that? I'm not sure. Where the information comes through your hands. Okay.
Yes.
And she also hears information. She provided me an amazing message, which we can share with you today. And if there's any kind of specific request, she'll work with you on that as well. She asked me, and I just said, let's leave it up to spirit. And this is what she came up with. We'll show you today a picture. If you are not blown away by the brilliance of this woman, I don't know what else I can present to you, seriously. And I'd be shocked if everybody out there does not order one of these. Anyway, she has a great love for nature and the outdoors, which is probably a reason why we connected. She's an avid photographer, and what I found really, really cool, she has a book where she has a very unique and a knack about being able to see the elementals in everything. You know, the leaves, the stumps, the trees, the branches, the rocks, the lakes. It's just very cool. And she's taken some phenomenal photography that shows this. So we're going to go ahead and go into that too today. So I think I'll just leave the rest of her bio up to all of you to access at guardianangelportraits.com. So with that said, thank you for coming, Shannon. And I am so sorry that we've had all these technical difficulties again.
Well, we did it. We're here. Thank you
I know, thank
so
God.
much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And so, you know, I really kind of want to start out with, have you always been artistic?
No, you know, I really was not encouraged in any way to, my parents aren't artistic, and they didn't encourage that growing up. In my first grade teacher had us draw, and I won like first place, you know, in the regional competition that I probably didn't even know I was entering, and then never drew again. And then I decided to go into fashion design for college, and so I had to draw. And my college teacher would put my artwork up. She would put everybody's artwork up, but mine was always the one that she would put up as an example of what not to do.
Oh, I've had that happen with my writing.
It's so embarrassing. I mean, it was like every day, and I would just want to shrink. So I really, you know. Teachers can tell you things, and I really never thought I had any ability. So it wasn't until years later that I took it back up and started a painting class. So the oils is what I really started doing first.
Awesome.
I
And
started
you
taking.
know what I learned, Shannon, is I had a teacher that did the same thing to me with a writing class in college. And I've always been told I'm a very good writer. And he would always use mine as an example of what not to do. And I finally walked up to him one day and I said, "You know, you never even asked permission to use me as that example. I mean, if you want to put down my work, why don't you just take me aside and do it?" And he said, "Oh, Alexandra, you've totally misunderstood me." I'm like, "What?" He says, "Oh no, your writing is so rich with all these layers of things that, you know." And I would have never thought of that would be the reason he would choose it. So I'm just giving you a different perspective of why they
Yeah.
choose your paintings.
Well, it is so subjective, and I had her for several quarters, and then I got a different teacher, and just that different perspective, she gave me all A's. The first one only gave me C's. You know, there was nothing I could do to raise that score with her, but yeah. Anyway.
Well, you've certainly made up for it now, haven't you?
Thank you.
So, what do you like better? Do you like photography better or you like painting better?
I mean, photography is something that I've always done since I was a little kid. I would like line up my sisters. They would always want me to make them up. And so I would take pictures of them. And when I was in fashion design, I did the same thing. I would always photograph and love to photograph the outdoors. But the problem with photographing the outdoors is it's hard to make it look as beautiful as it truly does.
Yeah, that's so true.
And so the book is really faces that I see in nature, a face in a rock or something that might look like an animal. Oh, we all see it.
So, do you carry your camera with you everywhere you go?
Well, I mean, I have my phone always.
Oh, so you take it with your phone. Okay.
I do take some with my phone because it's all in the moment, those
Yeah,
pictures.
I bet.
The light changes.
Now I remember when you first contacted me, I think we had a similar experience where you had a very life-threatening illness,
Yes.
and this happened back in 2000, right?
And actually, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007,
Okay.
and it was stage one. It was, as cancer goes, it was minor. They didn't recommend chemotherapy or radiation even. And then in the space less than a year, some tissue was left in. And so in less than a year, it had come back in exactly the same place, and then stage four.
Wow.
And so I did do chemo. I opted out of radiation. And then in 2012, I decided to finally have the breast reconstruction. And when I did that, it brought it because they had to get in there and do a whole lot of things. And that brought it back again. So I had another recurrence.
That's
So
brutal.
I'm still going through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
but getting
Well,
better and better.
anything we can do on our end to assist you, let me know, please.
Thank you so
We've
much.
got so many cool things going on in the background with research and non-invasive techniques to assist you. So, and for anybody that's listening, I mean, hey, we're talking about stuff that's really near and dear to our hearts, and I think it's really important that we're open about this kind of stuff, These are the things that actually present you the challenge and show you. They give you that opportunity to prove to yourself you've got what it takes to make it to the end game, right?
They really do. I believe that in myself. I've walked through so many fears because of it and changed my life in so many ways that I would never have done without it.
Yeah, I bet. And so
Yes.
was it because of this that your work started really flourishing?
I think it has just because of how I've had to deal with it. I've had to go inside and really look at my beliefs. And address those beliefs, address the fears, and I mean, I had to walk through them if I wanted to survive, really. I mean, just going through chemo and facing death and all of that, you have to face your fears.
Yes, big time. Now, I would imagine that if you had the ability to paint, was that something that you were able to use as like a therapy tool?
I think the connection is my therapy because when I begin to paint, it's almost like going into a trance.
I know, I can't. Please tell us. I mean, tell us what is the first thing that you do. So let's say that I call you up and I say, Shannon, I want you to make a painting for me. What's the very first thing you do?
Okay, so typically I never did, and I've been doing them for 15 years, so I never did. Yeah, connect with the person. But just in the last few years, I like to say a prayer with the person
Very cool.
and just kind of connect in that way. And then, I mean, I always did say a prayer before I began, but just not with the person. And then I start painting. I will take a pause and look to see what I see. Sometimes I will see something more clearly than others. Sometimes I won't see anything at all. And I never used to see anything. I've kind of become more visual as I've gone, but it's hard to explain, but I feel like it just comes through my hands, like
Wow.
an automatic writing or like a channel where it bypasses my brain. So it's not like I'm seeing it and going, okay, I have to paint that red hair, and I have to paint her in that dress, or I have to paint him in this whatever. I do sometimes see that, and I'll start to go. But even when I start to paint or sketch, it will change. It won't necessarily, there are times where if I'm sitting with a person or I'm starting, I'll see something with my eyes closed before I begin, and there's a reason I need to tell the person, I just saw this. I just saw a butterfly. I saw you wearing a knight's outfit, whatever it might be. And it's just sometimes it will show up in the painting and sometimes it won't because they just needed to know that.
Interesting. Now, do you normally do them in person, or you do?
I do them both ways. I've done them remotely. No, I started doing the ones in person, and that was another one of my fears. I don't like people looking at me really, or
Right.
especially, sitting and watching me sketch is very, it's kind of intimidating to have someone just watching you. And
Yes.
I would work in pastel, so it's like, oh my gosh, what if I make a mistake? What if I have to erase whatever it is? And so I started doing the psychic fairs here in town to make myself do that. And I just kind of threw myself into the fire. So, I mean, I can sketch with anybody looking at me now.
I noticed on your website that you actually do like tarot cards with your portraits.
I don't do them with my portraits. I
Okay.
do tarot cards. I don't do them professionally or anything. It's just kind of a fun thing for me. It's probably, I didn't even actually know that was still on there, to be honest with you.
You know what? That's great that you did that. I mean, again, you're stepping out. One of the greatest messages that I've ever received after the accident was that spirit and the allied forces, which are assisting us all the time, they love people who take risks. Love it.
I mean, I think that is how you grow, is through the risks, through the fears, overcoming the fears and looking, because it causes you to look within yourself, get to know yourself. And once you can get rid of some of just the stuff, I think it causes you to rise.
I agree. I agree. Rising to the occasion takes a whole new meaning, doesn't it?
It really does, yes.
So you sit down and you say a prayer with a person, and the painting just starts moving through your hands. Now, quick question, have you ever had your past lives checked to see if you were a painter in a prior lifetime?
I have been to different ones, a few different ones about past lives. And I was told that I was an artist in Egypt. I
Interesting.
don't know that some of my, so I don't know.
Makes sense. Makes sense if you have this kind of gift that you're bringing forth.
You know what I was told, I kind of forgot about this one, is that this is what, I can't remember specifically, but what did she call it? Like a scribe, where I did exactly the same thing in very ancient times. I can't remember if it was Lemuria or one of those very ancient, where I would just transcribe the energy of the person, which is basically what I'm doing now. I'm giving it a physical representation of form of just what I feel from the person, just what I feel like I need to do next.
So tell me why you do this. I thought it was beautifully written on your website. I can't even paraphrase it.
The message which is on my website is a message that I received from spirit. See, okay, here's what I used to do. This is like honestly, here's what I used to do. When I first started, and I would do it because I was like, I just had people asking me to do it. It wasn't really something that I thought that I would even be able to do. So I would do the painting, I would maybe get one word as a message. And then I started to get paragraphs. But if there was something in that paragraph when I was doing it a long time ago that I didn't think that I thought that they would be upset about or whatever, I would take that message and just go like this and go, you're going to have to give me another one because I'm not giving them that one. I mean, that's what I would do. So now whatever comes through is what I get. I mean, it kind of took me getting to that point.
Yeah, so you don't feel like you're going to get beat up by the client with
I
whatever
mean,
you
it's
tell.
rare. It's rare. I mean, sometimes they will give someone something to think about,
That, yeah, they do. I agree with
which
that.
isn't a bad thing. I mean, I'm more of a blunt person. I like people to tell me how it is,
That's so funny.
but not everybody does.
So tell me also, what is it that you're feeling? I mean, do you put on music? Do you have like a regular ritual? I mean, what exactly do you do? What goes into the actual creation of the painting?
I say a prayer to God, to the universe, to the angels, to the ascended masters, to the cosmic beings, to the elemental beings. I call to everybody basically to come and help me paint this or do the pastel or whichever it is. And then I do. I mean, sometimes I listen to music, and my music, it's not new age music. Sometimes it is, but mostly it's just a mix of songs that I like.
Cool.
I used to always play Shout to the Lord 3 times before I would start because I love that song. But no, I don't really have a specific ritual that I do every time. I just go into it, and it
Amazing.
just always comes.
It's amazing.
That's where I've gotten to. I think that's where you have to get to in repetition, doing it enough times that you get to the point that you know it's coming. You know there's no doubt.
So that's interesting. We have that similar experience because when I started out with my alchemy, I don't make the decision on what I'm going to make a formula with. I allow that to come through me with my massive guidance that I use. And I, for a long time, was, after going to school, I would look at what I was putting in the bottle and say, this isn't going to work, and I wouldn't give it to the person.
I love it.
This isn't going to work because this breaks all the rules of what I was taught in school.
Yes.
And once you get past that, you know, that resistance and that whole kind of persona thing where you think you know better than spirit, honestly, that's really what it gets down to. That's when the miracles start happening, folks. Seriously.
And that's what I was getting to with the message. I kind of went off track, but the message that I received for the website, I had asked Spirit to give me the message because I didn't really want to write in about the artist. I wanted it to be more a message of what it is. So I wrote the whole message and then I said, that's not right. And so I started to write it myself and I was reading it to my girlfriend. I read mine, one of my best friends, and she said, that's pretty good. And I said, okay, just listen to this one now, you know, just listen to it. And so I read her the one that I got from Spirit, and she said, oh, that's amazing. You got to use that one.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's the one that's on there.
Too much. So I noticed that you have a couple of different kinds. So tell me a little bit about the different types of portraits that you do.
So I offer a guardian angel portrait, which is more a representation of the guardian angel that's with you. We'll still have some of the gesture, the color, some messages in there that are for you, but will be more of that picture of your guardian angel with a message from your guardian angel for you. The soul portrait is a portrait. I believe that everybody has a soul signature when we're not in form. So they would have certain colors. They may be wearing a crown that has certain stones in it. They may be wearing a certain garment, a certain color when they are not in embodiment. So that is what the soul portrait is, to the best of my ability to represent that of the person. And so it's really all about the person. Sometimes it will come through with a past life. Sometimes it would represent a past life if that's important. The guardian angel portrait can do that as well. Show a past life that's important if somebody needs to know that. And then the message is more from the universe, not necessarily from your guardian angel, but specifically for the person. And they're all in the moment. So they're all a message for the moment. I have had people say that, you know, 5 years down the line or whatever, it made, you know, it was like, okay, this message was from 4 or 5 years from now or whatever. But the messages are more for where you are now, especially for the soul portrait.
Well, that's good.
But a kind of a totality also of who you are. The guide portrait can be anybody that's your guide. So it could be an angel. It could be someone from a past life. It could be an elemental being or a fairy. It could be someone. It's anybody that has come in to guide you. It could be. And then, as I said, I had someone last year asked me for a dragon portrait to see if there was a dragon that was with her. And I guess asking the question, she must have felt that there was this dragon. So yes.
And did you paint the dragon?
I did. I did a pastel of it. I did. That was a pastel.
That was awesome. And I would love, now do you have pictures of a couple of different paintings other than just my one? Good.
I would like. I don't have them right here. I don't have them printed.
Okay.
I have them. There are a lot on my website.
Yeah, there are.
Quite a few.
But it's just a very lovely, unique type of artwork. I really like it. And you had said something about just really wanting to help the person reconnect with their soul.
Yes.
How you said it. Right.
That's what the message said that I received, was that it sparks a remembrance in the person. So that as you look at it, especially if you're looking at your soul portrait, if you look at it as if you're looking in a mirror and really see that as being you, it creates a change within you, because even if you're not consciously aware of it, your soul can read that picture and know what it's saying to you.
Very good point. That's a lot like when we look at crop circles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the language of light, and so we're getting it, but on a way higher level than what we consciously are aware of.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that is also something that's starting to come into my work more, as the sacred geometry and the sacred geometry that is with the person.
Nice. I noticed there's a little bit of it in my painting as well.
Yes.
So how long do you normally take to make these?
I mean, the paintings probably take, I'd say, 8 to 10 hours total. They take a while. And but it's spread over months typically because I work in oils. And so I work in layers with, as of this moment, that's what I'm doing is I work in layers so that what I believe is there, you know, your hair might be a certain color. You might be wearing a certain garment. The things that are in it, there's a layer of, and then it dries a bit. And then an additional layer is put on, as in your portrait where your hair started out looking like it does in real life. And then I get the message, no, this isn't right. We've got to change it to this. And it might go through several different changes along with the garment and adding to. And I just believe it just has to be layers.
That was just fascinating. And I think you also mentioned something about the layers are in relation to the mastery of the person as well.
Yes.
Something about that. So are you saying basically that they're unfolding with you through the whole painting project?
Yes. And also, some people are shifting very quickly. So as they're shifting very quickly in this moment, because that's where we are, I know I sometimes have a hard time keeping up. I did another one for a dear friend of mine who is shifting. Like, she's very a leader in things. And I was like, Susie, I can't keep up with you. It just kept shifting. And you were kind of like that as well. But I think that I'm developing my own ability so that I'll catch up as well.
Oh, I think they're spectacular. So, okay, tell us, like, what exactly, what type of oils do you use? I mean, are you using things like raw egg yolks and things like that?
You know? No, it's all store-bought oils. I'm not making them myself. I use all different brands, and I do find that the higher quality ones that are the more expensive, the colors are really, there's a huge difference. And the color is important, so I do use quite a bit of those. And I started using some crystals, as I told you, that powdered crystal.
I can't wait to see my portrait.
So in yours, there's quartz crystal. I mean, it does add quite a different texture to the painting. So I have to be careful about putting too much, or because it really changes the texture of the painting. So you have quartz crystal in the nimbus, for energy fields. And then you have mica within, especially coming out of your hand.
I saw that. I just can't. It's like, and I have to admit, it really, I saw it and I go back to it. You know, I mean, I only saw it, guys, in the email, okay? It doesn't do it any justice. She's going to show you a printout where it's actually a little bit more true to the color of what she painted. And we're hoping today that it's there at the actual post office. Yeah. I can't wait. So now... Okay, so you said it takes about 8 to 10 weeks? Is that what you were saying?
It takes, I mean, I say 3 to 6 months because, and that's if I'm, you know, not really busy. And the reason it takes that long is because it has to dry in between. It has to dry at least a little bit in between layers so that that layer will be there. Because if I just do it and then don't let it dry, you know, with oils, it would just come right off. It wouldn't be there. Once that layer's there, even if I paint over it, that layer's still there.
Got it.
So you still have that red hair underneath of the brown hair that you have now. You still have the first energy field that I did. It's still there because it dried enough that it's not erased.
God, it's almost like a representation of who they are.
I'm sorry about my dogs.
And who is the friend in the background?
Who is what? I'm sorry.
Who's the friend in the background?
That is my beloved S'more. He's my Great Dane.
Oh boy.
He's got a good bark.
He's agreeing with what you're saying, right?
Yes. My guardian.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. So talk to us a little bit about the messages. I know you put together the You put together the actual painting. It takes a period of time. Now, obviously, it sounds to me, since it's coming through hands, you actually have to go with spirit. So if you're not feeling that message that day, then you're not going to paint. Is that kind of
That's
how it
right.
works?
That's right. And the other thing about the oils with the drying time is that the oils really take at least 3 weeks to dry. And that's a minimum. So once they're finished, I mean, I'm going in layers, so it's pretty much drying as it goes, but it does take 2 or 3 weeks once it's completely finished to dry
Okay.
before I, and it has to be completely dry so I can ship it so that it doesn't, get all over the
That's just so
packaging.
cool. So are the messages coming in just continuously while you're painting, or do you wait till the very end and say, "Okay, guys, I'm ready for the message"?
Yeah, I wait until the very end to really bring that message through. And but I'll get feelings about what's going on as I'm doing it. I do not decipher every brush stroke or every color or everything that's in the picture. I leave some of that up to the person. I don't decipher everything. I get the message and I will write notes about what I was sensing as I was doing it.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, would you be willing to show us what you painted for me?
Absolutely. I have it right here.
Can't wait.
So,
Oh my God.
trying to get it
Look at
saved.
that. Wow.
So, yes,
Hey,
powerful lady.
so tell me the, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the 7 rows kind of petals. That's part of the nimbus, right?
Yes, well, it's part of the. I feel like everybody has this sacred geometry around them that is a part of that signature that I was talking about. So
Very, very.
it's going to come through in all different ways, but certainly the number 7 is, would be significant in that there are 7 of them. The color, the shape, it's all. I have not, to be honest with you, I haven't studied sacred geometry. So I don't necessarily know the meaning of all of the symbols in sacred geometry and alchemy, but I know I did just briefly look up because you've got orange triangles on your cheeks, and that's significant. And I did kind of just look it up very briefly to see if it meant something. It does mean something, but I couldn't get deep enough to find out what that true meaning is. So is that 3 triangles?
This is a very, very
Oh, I see it.
typical alchemical sacred geometrical shape.
Okay.
Yeah, pyramids and triangles. I'm into all that.
Yeah.
It's alchemy for sure, you know?
Well, I also feel like that, when I do these around the head also, all of these things are what you can draw into yourself to that will assist you in what you're doing. And that you will, that you're doing that anyway. It's just showing a representation of it so that you're more aware of it.
That's very cool. And the 7 blue orbs?
Yes, so there's 7 and there's 7. So
That's
those
very
blue
interesting.
orbs, and with the color, I mean, the pinks of course, divine love, and the blues of knowledge and wisdom and serenity and all of those things, true blue. True blue person, true blue friend, and the white, that very high. And you've got this headpiece that you wear. So it's almost like
Beautiful.
your crown.
Yeah, I saw that and I was just instantaneously like, now it looks to me, tell me if this is true because I'm only looking at the print right now. Is that sort of like a fleur-de-lis at the very top?
It's really more, it almost felt to me like the Sacred Heart
Okay.
is more. Oh my gosh, this is so pretty. I have 3 dogs, and I can't put them outside because my German Shepherd will. I've got a 5-foot fence, and he finds a way out of it every time. He just does.
That's okay. I have 4 dogs, so I know how it is.
So you have this scepter. I feel like you have it. What it felt like to me was a heart pointing up and a heart pointing down.
Interesting.
I mean, it's not really defined, but that's what I feel like those are, rather than a fleur-de-lis. Interesting, because I'm working on a portrait of Mother Mary right now, just for myself, and she has a fleur-de-lis there.
Okay. Okay. That's why I was wondering, because I'm totally into the flirtily.
Yes.
Now, is that a collar at the top or is that a necklace?
It is a piece that comes up from the dress that is like it's more the neckline, but it has a piece that comes up. I'm not sure what it does underneath there. And then this is almost like fur on
Fur?
that, like a fur collar
Oh.
on the garment. Yeah, or feathers.
You think we should stop for a minute?
I'm so sorry. Anytime somebody walks, I don't know how, well you could stop it and start it or whatever, but
It seems sounds like they're stopping. Okay, let's go ahead and keep going.
okay.
So I lost my train of thought.
So talking about the symbols in it.
Right. Okay. So the cloak. Okay. Now, what did the cloak show you? Because I remember when I spoke with you, you said I'm working on the cloak. That the colors are really changing. Things are really shifting.
Yes, well, that purple of spirituality in the cloak, but it also has gold. It also has mica, the sparkles in it. And she's showing, so I feel like at some point the cloak will come off. I feel like you have something more to show
Okay.
because your right hand is showing. I almost felt like it was the Pope at first, like kiss my ring, right? Because you're wearing this ring on that finger.
See that.
But then in the very end, when I put the mica on there, the mica is coming out of your hand.
Saw that too.
And so, but this hand is under wraps.
Very
And I do feel like there are some cards you haven't played yet. You have some gifts and some things that you will do that you might not even have any idea of what they are yet, that they may just come. But definitely you haven't shown them yet.
so fascinating.
They have not been shown to anyone.
It
And then you have this scepter. I mean, and it reminds me of the Catholic faith or like a religious rituals, or I
interesting.
don't know what they call those, I don't ceremonial objects. I mean, it reminds me of some of those things, which made me think that, possibly you had a past life,
It
doing.
looked very Celtic, the actual cross itself, which I'm very drawn to that. And the other thing that I thought was interesting is wearing a blue gown.
Yes.
So
Yes.
what does that say to you? I'm just curious.
The blue gown to me, and it's a very, it's not transparent, but it's definitely soft, it's flowy. I feel like that says the coming in with the peaceful. It's like you're making a very strong statement. You're definitely not a passive woman here. But you're coming in with the softness and the peacefulness and the calmness of that blue. So it's not coming in a fiery red where I'm here and I'm going to burn the place down and I'm going to, nothing wrong with that, but I'm going to, really get in your face. It's more of by the time I'm here, I'm already in,
Right,
what I
right.
mean? So that type of deal with the
Got
blue.
myself placed and ready to go, huh?
Yeah. And the wisdom, I feel like that wisdom that is the blue,
That's
the
just
true blue.
so fascinating. The other question I had was the green. You have the green with like kind of the beige. Is that the outside of the nimbus, or is I was almost wondering if that was something that you held like back in the days of. It reminds me of Ireland when they used to get married under the hoops,
Oh, right, yes.
wrapped in lace and
Yes. It what it reminded me of was like a door.
okay. Ah,
A
good.
door is what is was my perception of it was a door. This is like the way these things are. I don't know exactly where that falls in history, but that's what it reminded me of was the door. The green to me, green always is healing.
Yes. I
to
totally
me.
resonated with
The
that right
bringing in that healing. And the green even wraps around the golds
now.
On the doorway.
How pretty. Are there seven yellow, what, orbs or spheres?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 8 of those.
Ah, see, that's my favorite number.
There are 8 around the edges with the yellow. Yeah. And what I felt like, I think I emailed to you as well, is that the colors in your energy field are so vibrant and so just these beautiful, bright, brilliant colors. The colors in your garment are a little more subdued, and I felt like that was intentional. I felt like that is the humility, because you have all of this power. You're such a powerful, wise being, but you've got, I felt no ego. There's no ego there. It's all humility. I'm not going to, for myself, as if you would say, for myself, I will come in, and it's okay if I'm just me. It's okay if I'm just, humble.
Thank you.
One of the people.
You're making me cry, by the way.
That's always good.
Well, it is just outstanding. Now, is that the actual size of the actual painting?
The paintings are 8 by 10, typically. They're 8 inches by 10 inches is what I do them in. And the pastels are smaller. The pastels are 4.5 by 6 inches. This isn't my intent, but when I get the messages for the pastels, they just tend to be shorter. They just, I'm writing. And when I've done the paintings, they're just a lot longer. I don't know why. That's just the way they come through.
You were saying that the oils, they tend to be a little bit more in depth, right?
Yes.
You do more layers, obviously, because the type layers. Of medium you're using, right?
Yes, yes. And like I said, I do the painting, obviously, and then I do get a message, and with the pastels too. I don't spend a lot of in-depth time discerning everything about them typically. I can do that, and I can close my eyes and ask, what this is about, what that is about. But typically, I will leave a lot of that up to the person to decipher for themselves as well.
Very cool.
Because I know from my own experience, it's so much easier to have someone give you everything, but sometimes I feel like you have to discover some things for yourself.
Well, it's got so much in there. I can't imagine you not doing it. In fact, one of the very first things I noticed in that painting was the hand, and how, doesn't it have a Fibonacci on it? Is it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
I thought so.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
That's what that was called. Yeah. But yes, she specifically wanted to show that hand. That hand had to be out and the other one hidden. So
basically, like when you come back in each time and you're layering, I mean, are you just pulling them? You're pulling them into your mind's eye. I mean, are you closing your eyes when you're painting this?
No, it's very hard for me to describe, because it's almost like I don't know how I do it. I have it. So I'll have the paintings there where I can see them. So if I walk in the room, I'll see them, and something in me will just know that's not done, that's not right, I need to change that. And it's nothing, I'm not getting a vision, it's just more of an inner knowing. I mean, I do see some things, I see things periodically, either what I would call energetically or with my physical eyes, I'll see them. But more often than not, I'm a feeler.
God, it's just,
I feel it, and it just comes. It is. It's just a feeling of doing it. Of, I'll know when it's done, and I'll know when it's not done. And if it's not done, even with the pastels, even if I'm at a show, I will not hand it over if I don't believe it's done. If I don't know it's done.
Awesome. This is such a spectacular gift.
Thank you.
It is. It's so unique.
Thank you.
I can't imagine you not being flooded with orders. I mean, and your prices are really reasonable. Now tell them, how much is your pastel portrait? Now remember, folks, she's taking 8 to 10 weeks. Hello?
Well, not for the pastels. For the oils. For the oils, I say 3 to 6 months. Now it might be less than that, because some people's come through like that. Sometimes they do. And they're, you know, a couple of, you know, sessions and they're done. Other people's might take me so much longer. So I say 3 to 6 months. You might have it in 3 months. 3 months would probably be the shortest time. And 6 months, you know, definitely should have it in 6 months unless I got super, 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 super busy. But they are $200 for the 8x10 oil. And that includes the written message. And then I started charging an extra $25 if you want the crystals added.
$225 for an oil portrait.
Yes, a custom oil.
Hey, folks, like, am I missing something here? Seriously. And how long did it take for you to make mine?
It took me a while. It took me, as far as hours go.
I can't remember, like, when we met. Like, when did you start last year?
I think I started January, February. Maybe end of January, I think I started it.
May.
Yeah. So it probably, you know, maybe 12 hours to do it.
Well, I am honored. And I love some of the stuff on your website. I mean, it says the information contained within the portrait will penetrate your subconscious to awaken the remembrance of who you truly are. I love
Yes.
it.
Yes.
Also as a representation of when you are in the moment in this time.
Yes.
Just so special.
Now that's more of the soul portrait.
Okay.
So the guardian angel portrait would be more a message from your guardian angel for you. So that would not be your soul signature. Although the guardian angel is here just for you. Your guardian angel comes in and contracts to be with you every single moment of your life. So really it is all about you, but they're going to show who they are as well. So it's kind of split.
Now, you've been doing this since 2000. I mean, what you must be getting some feedback from people over the years as to what they see in their photo, say, 7 years later, right?
Are they? Yes. I mean, I'll have people come back. I have people in the moment. I mean, the very first one that I ever did was because I had several people ask me about it, but I had one friend. I had painted her friend who passed away unknowingly, because I hadn't even met her. I painted it on the, I did a couple of sketches and one painting on the day that this girl passed.
Wow.
And not knowing it. And she was the one who said, oh my gosh, that's my friend. And when I looked back, because in those days I used to kind of journal, I had done it the same day. And it was, I mean, it was no doubt. And just the gesture of the painting was exactly how her friend had passed. So she was the one that kept saying, why won't you try this? Why won't you do this? And so I finally said, all right, I'll say it. So I said a prayer and I said, listen, I do not want to be doing this for anybody falsely. You know, I only want to be, if this is real, I said, if this is real, then make me paint something that she will recognize.
Right, right.
And she came, I didn't tell her I said that. She came in and her eyes filled up with tears and she, you know, all of these things in the painting. So yes, I mean, I can't say that every single person that I've ever done will see it, because some people come in and, you know, I'll say that if you come to somebody and you're very closed and you don't want to speak or, you know, say anything, there's people that come in. Sometimes when you do that, there's like a wall that you can't get through. And I do. I will say, I've said it maybe twice in all these years. I'm not going to charge you, but I'm also not going to do this because I just can't, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of times even just saying that will break the door open and then it'll be fine. But yes, I've had many, many, many confirmations. I did one of a guardian angel. No, was it a guardian angel or soul? It must have been her soul portrait. No, it was her guardian angel. It was a good friend of mine who ordered one. And I gave it to her. And when she got it, her daughter came down the next morning and she saw the painting. She went, oh my God, Mom, what is that? And her mom said, well, it's my guardian angel, I think. She said, "Oh my God, Mom, do you remember? Like, I've been saying that there's this woman that I see walking through the house, and she's wearing this long blue robe, and she looks exact like that's her."
Oh my.
And I mean, I've had a lot of confirmation or the message, or people will ask me. I typically don't give a name for the guardian angel, but people will ask me, and sometimes that will be, it's usually a message as well, that name that they give. It's all a message. So everything about the picture is a message, and everything about the message is a message. But they won't necessarily talk about, in the message, they won't necessarily talk about what this means in the picture. They may not, or they might.
No, but it's suit. You know what? Do you have the message with you?
I don't have it printed,
Well, that's okay.
but I do have it. I could pull it up.
I think you should, especially coming from you, I think you should read off the message. And the reason I say that is not for me, folks. It's more for you to feel the depth and the richness of this message that came through with the portrait. I mean, it's one of those kinds of messages that I literally want to print out on really beautiful paper, and
Yeah.
put it as an actual part of, I'm thinking of getting it, what do you call it? Put it, the stuff that surrounds the picture, what do you call that? Ah.
Matted,
Thank
matted.
you, matted. God, what is going on with me today? Anyway, because it's just so, it's,
If you want, Alexandra, I could handwrite it for you.
oh, I would love that.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I typically do that.
But definitely share that with others, because I feel, a lot of people give you messages like, oh yeah, when you're 17, you're gonna meet this guy and you're gonna fall in love, and this is
That's
so,
right. This is not a psychic reading, and
this is so
I don't
helpful.
get that. I mean, occasionally I will have people come back and say, "Well, this happened," but it's not at all a psychic reading. I just don't. That's not my gift at the moment.
You're pretty psychic.
Well,
Look at what comes through your hands.
yes. Okay. So you can still see me, right?
Oh
Even
yeah,
though,
I can
okay.
see you.
Let me just put this out of the way. Okay, here goes. Alexandra, I am the welcoming light at dawn, a beacon of truth to the believers. For in the wisdoms of long ages past, we have understood the connections, the filaments and fibers that arrest the human soul. We have studied upon lifetimes to earn our degree, and we stand forth ready to utilize our lessons for the benefit of humanity. In the appearances that would wreak havoc upon another's mentality, we see the underlying ability to freeze the punisher and render them harmless. In the wisdom of the universe, there lies a thread which counteracts all toxic presences into light, the undying light and love of Mother, Father, God. It is by this thread of knowing that you proceed. For in a time long past, long remembered, you held the curtain of time to step through, to see beyond, to uncover the meaning of the codes of life itself. This curtain has been pulled shut, but is now reopened. It is called upon you to once again hold open that door, to allow the others to pass through, the helping of the Dharma of another increasing your life force tenfold. You will be blessed, for the work that you do benefits not only those who feel it, but the birds and the trees and all who serve on a planet that has been so dim. Its light was almost erased. Feel the freedom to move as you will. That's the first part. Okay, here's the second part. A reality of sorts is what we're starring in. However, the truth of the matter is that we are shattering old realities, misrepresented and misappropriated. We have stepped forth to be the leader of magnitude and a powerhouse of integrity. For if the truth be told, what right would anyone have to deny its presence? It is like the sun that shines, and who would dare to say it is not bright? As the sun comes streaming in, it aligns the destinies of those who have offered their guidance and assistance during these precious moments of freedom. It aligns for them to reveal all that has been bestowed upon them for the benefit of humanity. A kindred spirit always lies dormant until the moment appears for that soul to spring forth, enveloping one in the wisdom of their words. It would be a treachery to deny all that exists is not God's beautiful bounty. And so we simply say to those who would understand that all is not as it seems, and in so justly speaking, thus we have replaced an eye for an eye with love for all. We will further the kinds of knowings that we do best, a prophetic voice of reason, and we will teach others to listen to their own heart and soul, knowing that this is the only true path to change, to love, to glory. For the wisest cannot redeem another. It is wisdom that shines true, that beautiful blue gown. The outcome will be swift and separated only by those dimensions which no longer hold sway. In the replication of authority, you will shine, sweet lady of Yosho. It is now that your time to astound commences and surrounds the earth in light. In truth, you are blessed and shall lead the way, for your soul knows no boundaries.
God. Okay.
Right. It's so beautiful.
I think this is the first time that I've cried on my own radio show. Wow. Wow.
Really beautiful.
That hit me to the core. Oh my God, Shannon, thank you. I'm like speechless.
Thank you. You are welcome. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's what I feel in that blue of the gown is what they were describing, is that what I was saying to you, we're not going to do an eye for an eye. We're going to teach a new way that is just as powerful, but it's peaceful, like peaceful power. It's loving. It's like kill them with love.
Well, it's also redefining our concept of peace, because most of us immediately think that if you're in a peaceful state, then you're submissive.
Right.
That is not the truth. You know,
yes.
Spirit, at least what I'm constantly told, is constantly prompting us to step into our power. And I do that with all the alchemy that I work with. Every
yes.
essence that I make, that is an element of what I'm constantly doing for people when they purchase my essences, is helping you step into your authority and your power and recognizing that there is no other authority. It is you.
Yes.
You know?
So that now, I'm just getting this message that I have to say about the seven. So with the seven, these seven, with these seven, these seven, the seven of completion, the seven of as long as it took to create, you know, that it's pipe, it's metaphorical, of course, but the seven of completion mm-hmm. is what I'm getting. Like that.
Outstanding.
I'm probably not expressing that very well, but I was just getting that with the seven.
You,
I had to say it.
Well, as you say on your website, you want to present the wonder and the purpose of someone's essence, and you certainly, oh my God, do you do a great job. Now, you know, before we tie this up, I do want to give you a chance to talk a little bit more about your photography, because I thought it was just exquisite. Now, granted, I have a lot of, I'm obsessed with the earth. Okay, I mean, I work with essences, I work with homeopathy, I work with crystals, and I collect rocks everywhere I go, everywhere I go. I'm obsessed with them. So, now you were mentioning the Dr. Seuss story of the Laura. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Like, how did that influence you? And
I named the book that because it, I love the idea of it. I love Dr. Seuss. I love that book. And about seeing, you know, these beings, they're really there. So the nymphs, the tree beings, the dryads, you might call them, the water spirits, all of these beings, they really live. And the pictures that I've taken show the faces, they show the beings I've tried to put the pictures in the book, and I'm actually redoing the book right now with newer pictures. What I say is that they're trying to communicate with us. And that's the only way that they have for the common man, for the mass of the people, is how else are they going to, they're not going to hear them, they're not going to see them maybe, but through a face, I mean, I see them so clearly, a face in a rock, a face in a tree. There might be the head of a unicorn that I see, the head of a dragon. And I have one that, I mean, it's a tree stump. It's a dead tree in the middle of Gatlinburg, but it looks like a griffin. Oh. I mean, it completely looks like a griffin. And to the Native American tribes, some of these, when they would see something that looked like a dragon, a unicorn, whatever it was, those are sacred to them. There are trees that you are not allowed to, you know, like approach because they're sacred, because they look like one of these beings. And I feel like they show that to mark the space. They show that they can show what lives there through what you're seeing by the face of a fairy or a full being of a fairy, a reflection. You know, you can see them in the water. They're telling us that they're there. So it is my passion.
Do they actually call you for you to notice, or you know what I mean? I'm wondering, since you already have that knack to see it, are they calling you and saying, hey, take a picture of this, because this is their way of communicating?
Yes. And I'll tell them, it's okay, you were in the book. You know, you're in the book. But I do. I see them everywhere, some more clearly than others. And some in my, so I really have had to ask other people to put the pictures in the book, which ones can you really see? Because I see them all. And one's just as clear to me as the other.
You know, I'm going to send you a picture that I have taken when I was in South Africa. And it was the side, we were four-wheeling through this magnificent forest. And we stopped, all three of us were called to stop at the same exact location, even though we'd been out for hours, which was very interesting. We came around the corner, and the side of the hill, it was a good couple of stories high. And at the top, it was just this really exquisite look, because at the top was a whole line of pine trees. Mm-hmm. In perfect line, because it's a planned forest. And I took a picture, and I was blown away that when I brought it close up, there were all kinds of faces.
Yes.
All kinds of faces. There were so many faces, I couldn't even believe it.
They're there. And they'll grow in a certain way even to express the land and what lives there. There might be the heart of the land in this spot. There might be, you know, a huge energy center right there. There might be a powerful nymph that lives right there, a healing nymph. You know, there. What was I going to say about that? The Lorax. I love that book, and of course, The Saving of the Land. But the Lorax, I believe, is an ancient name for a tree spirit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you picked it. And yeah. I'm looking at some of your pictures. I mean, I just couldn't get over this one where it really, literally looked like a walking spirit that was part of a tree.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. The profile, yeah. The face, everything. So
I mean, I might go too far out there, you know, and my kids will see them too, and they'll say, Mom, there's a this or there's a that. But yeah, I mean, they're really, some of them, there was one, there's a face in there that I took outside of Fred Siegel in LA. And I mean, I just stopped dead. I was with my sister. I was like, stop the car. And all these people, I mean, thousands of people passing by this tree every day.
Amazing.
And it was such an obvious face.
They must feel so sad because they're so disconnected from all of us, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Like, they've had to go underground. They've had to hide, basically.
Sad. Well, I can't begin to thank you enough for making me my portrait, and I should say creating my portrait. But, you know, wow. for anybody that has any questions, please, please check out Shannon's website. And it's called guardianangelportraits.com. And, you know, she actually just said to me, hey, what do you want? So you don't have to do any specific thing. I think she'll work with you. Have you thought about expanding it to extraterrestrials?
Yes. I mean, I think that I have thought about just recently if I could incorporate, I'm not sure how to do it, but incorporate into the picture what stars you are from.
Right.
What stars want to come through, what solar systems, what planets you come from. So it's just figuring out how I would represent that, and I guess I need to have a talk with Spirit about that. I mean, if somebody wants, let's say, you know, a fairy portrait, the fairy that's with them, or, you know,
whoever
sometimes they
really,
come
with whoever they're really into, whoever they're,
yes,
they're with heavily.
Yes. Yeah. So do I have a, like with the dragon, do I have a dragon that's with me? Can you do the leprechaun that's with me or whatever it might be? As long as there is one, I'm happy to do whatever. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, is there anything else that you can share with us before I let you go? Anything else you want to tell the public about you and how you got here? And
I really have a great, great desire to show each person the beauty that is within them and how beautiful they are so that they can step up and do whatever it is that they're supposed to be doing. So hopefully through my work, and I always ask that it be healing as well. That's always part of my prayer.
Me too.
That it be healing.
Fantastic. Well, I want you to know that wherever I go, your portrait's going with me.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait to go pick it up. Seriously. It's like Christmas, you know?
Oh, you'll have to let me know. Yeah.
Okay. So well, thank you so much for doing this. And
thank you.
Yeah, man, guys, I tell you, it's been a day of a lot of interference. A lot of interference, even with Shannon. So anyway, Shannon, thank you. And for all of you out there, thanks again for listening to GalacticConnection.com radio show. We do air live on BBS radio from 3 to 4:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday afternoons. You can always access our archives. I have, you know what, I counted. I have over 100 and something radio shows now. I was like, wow. I mean, I feel, you know, kind of like you. I mean, I didn't run out and say, gee, I'm going to be an interviewer. In fact, I didn't really want to be out in the profile, you know.
I don't know. I think you signed up. I think you signed up for it.
Well, thank you. And thank you for reminding me of who I am. I need it.
My pleasure. What an honor.
Yeah, well, you as well. So I love you guys. Thank you so much. Shannon is just like the rest of you, such an awesome audience. I am so blessed to be able to serve all of you. Please stay in touch, and we will talk to you next week. And you guys take care. Have a great rest of the week. Lots of love. And thanks again, Shannon.
Thank you so much.
Take care, everyone.